Blog Talk Radio.
I'm in perfect peace. So much to thank you for. Thank you for being the hope of the world. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you because we acknowledge you in all our ways. You promise to direct our paths.
Yes, Lord.
Ask you, God, for divine wisdom. That we might be a blessing to your people. Thank you for it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for being our shepherd. We don't have to want. Thank you, Lord, for unmerited favor. For amazing grace. For your preferential treatment. And for your goodness and kindness. I mentioned, Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning. And for starting us on our way, for your protecting hand all night long, for health, great health and great strength. Oh God, thank you for your ultra awesome blessings.
Thank you, Lord.
Ultra awesome miracles.
Thank you, Lord.
Our heart was broken. Thank you for mending our broken hearts.
Thank you, Lord.
For lifting every heavy burden and for lightening every heavy load. Oh, God, thank you because you promised never to leave us nor forsake us, and you've been there all the way.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you for every blessing, for forgiving all sin. We ask this day that you would forgive all sin, every sin of commission, every mission. And everything, God, help us to forgive those who trespassed against us in the name of Jesus. We pray. When we went down, God, thank you. Never, never left us. Thank you for being there every step of the way. For eyes to see, ears to hear, legs to walk.
Thank you.
You're so wonderful. God, we thank you for all the people coming from all over the world. God, don't let them leave the same way they've come.
In
the name of Jesus. Already brought us from a mighty long way. Thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And Jesus, thank you for being our Redeemer, for pardoning us of all sin. Thank you for being our deliverer.
Yes.
Oh, God. Through you, Lord, we move and we have our being. We have the victory. Yes, we do. And thank you above all, God, for the Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
It helps us and keeps us and is there every step of the way. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost and for the resurrection blood of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, thank you. We have so much to thank you for, but just know we are grateful for everything, for all things. Bless us this day on this prayer line. And, God, we welcome the Holy Ghost to seek control, to take over all the way. Lead us and guide us.
Thank you,
give us what to do, what to say, how to do, how to say. What we have, you gave us, and what we know, you taught us. Who we are, you made us, where we come from. You brought us the stuff that we take, you guide. All these things come to pass because of you. And we appreciate you, God.
Yes.
Nobody like you.
Okay.
We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We praise you, God.
Thank you.
My.
Thank you.
And now, Lord, people who have heavy burdens, lift every one of those heavy burdens in the name of Jesus. People who have heavy loads, lighten every load.
Yes.
thank you, Lord. Bless, 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 bless everywhere. Bless in the city. Bless in the field.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless them going out, they're coming in. Bless them as they travel in this Mother's Day time. Bless every mother.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. God, help them to arrive at their destination safely. Their loved ones coming from out of town, help them to arrive safely. Give traveling mercies.
Yes, Father.
Oh, God, thank you. And we want to thank you because you care. You're the one who cares when others don't care.
Yes.
When others are not compassionate.
Yes. Mm.
You care, God. Thank you for it.
Thank you,
Lord. You're so understanding. You understand all things. And we just thank you for it. Thank you for your loving kindness and for your tender mercy.
You.
For everything. We give you praise in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please accept everything, I pray, today, what we're asking you properly in the name of Jesus. And it is properly for the glory of God. We do this, amen, every day, this day. Thank you for all things again and again. Bless your holy name. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I want to ask you, I say the amen, Lord, but may I ask you this? Would you give us multitudinous miracles? Amen. On this day. And we'll give you praise forever and ever. Amen. God bless all of you on the prayer line. Can we take time to speak to the Lord because he is awake, he never sleeps nor slumbers, and he's listening. Good morning, Lord. Amen.
Good morning,
y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Got that going? Let's continue. And let's see. Let's give him some praise this morning. Where's your praise level? Praise check. Mine is here. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord. Glory, hallelujah.
Your heart's desires on your heart. God knows everything. Amen. But I want you to, in silence, ask him, oh, my God, for your heart's desires. It is so. Amen. I want you to ask him this morning. We're going to see massive heart's desires come to pass everywhere. I'm getting ready to pray in just a moment for you and ask the Lord. He already said he told me to do it. Put your heart's desires on your heart. And let's see what the Lord is going to do. And some will come to pass this day. Some will come to pass this day. He said, say it boldly.
Some will come to pass this day. Yes.
Come this day.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, that. Amen. I'm reaching out. I'm grabbing that. Amen. Do what you want to do, but I'm grabbing it. Amen. Some will come to pass. God bless all of you. Let me pray for you. Put that on your heart. For those who can, put your phone under your ear. Lift both hands. If you can't do both, and lift one hand. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. My. Heavenly Father, it's me again, Lord, as you know. I thank you because I never asked you for anything you didn't do. If you didn't do it that day, you did it the next day or the next day. But I want to thank you for every request, oh God, that I made to you. You've heard and you answered. You said, tell them their heart's desires. We go through the city right now. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. Jesus, may I remind you that your word says,
thank you,
I ask you anything, you said you would do it. And I'm asking
you
for the glory of God. I'm asking you to do massive miracles. Massive. People online from all over in Africa and Asia.
Thank you, God.
All over the world. You're the only one. Everywhere on this prayer line and all over the world, bring heart's desires to pass. And you said some would happen. That some of the people on the prayer line experience that too, as well as in foreign countries. Thank you for it. I'm just obeying you. I'm not trying to be a wonder or nothing. I just heard you in the spirit realm say, tell the people to put their heart's desires on their heart. Thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. We give you glory. And I believe it with all my heart. I believe it more than I hear my voice now. I believe you in the name of Jesus. And I hear you saying all you want is a praise. Now, I do praise you, and we do praise you, and thank you for it. Those who believe it, thank you for it in advance, and do it right now. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. You know what? If some of y'all knew what God was really doing for you, right now, y'all would be running. Before this day is out, somebody going to get some tremendous news.
Thank you, Jesus.
We love the Lord. All right. Let me go to station identification. Amen. Ambassador Hagan, get ready. Pastor Strader. Amen. It was good to hear from you yesterday. Were you there today? Let me get an identification from GMAP. Amen. Are you there? If so, take it from
God me. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. We are here this morning. God bless you, all of the saints. Giving honor to God, who is truly the head of my life, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We honor God for Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, all of the saints here on the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line. I am Pastor Kevin Strader from the GMAP Broadcast Network and Pure Faith Outreach Ministries. We simply just want to thank God this morning for the opportunity to be able to carry the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Central Standard Time here on the GMAP Broadcast Network. We are the number one faith-based, motivational, and inspirational broadcast network over the Internet, being heard all over the world. And we simply just want to say thank you, Jesus. God bless each and every one of you. We hope and pray that you will stop by the GMAP Broadcast Network. Stop by, be a member, be a friend, be blessed, and be a blessing. God bless you. Back over to you at this time, Dr. Johnson.
God bless you, Pastor. God bless you and keep you. All right. Pastor Hagan.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Baby, Betty, Mother Johnson. To all of our staff. To everyone that are on the call, from our friends that are from around the world, we do appreciate all of you. We are broadcasting live from the Blog Talk Radio, NPA Live Studio, and we are heard as well as being all around the world. Our platform, we are the largest radio talk show in the world, and we do welcome all of you. We can be reached 347-934-0207. God bless. Thank you, Dr. Johnson.
Bless all from the world. Thank you for being here. And in the name of Jesus, I ask the Lord to give you a miracle this day. From foreign countries everywhere, may the Lord bless you and give you a miracle this day. And thank you for joining us. I want to ask Dr. Stern, get ready. I want you to talk about the convention in just a moment. And we had a great meeting about the convention that's coming to Kansas City, Kansas. Now you fly into Kansas City, Missouri. Amen. MCI is the airport. MCI. MCI. Amen. And that's Kansas City, Missouri. Amen. And Kansas, you get to Kansas before you get to Missouri. So it's a little closer. And June the 19th through the 22nd. Meet us here in Kansas City. Never will forget. I hope you all have that same spirit as when we first began this prayer line and started what we call the persons who are part of our inner circle, part of the prayer line. And we asked them to come. Almost all of them came. Amen. I hope we got the same kind of spirit on the prayer line here, that all of you will come. We want you to come. We're looking for you. Amen. Let's have a great time together. Now, let me tell you something. Don't let the devil tell you that you can't come. That's a lie. The devil is a liar. And if God forbid this, God forbid this, but if your sister or brother died right now, you would get there. Amen. Because of your desire to be there. Yeah. You don't know, this may be your last time. Hopefully not. But anytime you have the opportunity to help get God 1,000,000,000 praises, You ought to make a sacrifice like it's your last time to get there. We love you, and we're looking for you. Amen. It's going to be ultra awesome. Holy Ghost, how can it not be ultra awesome if people even have a mindset to try to give God a billion praises? Huh? You want to be a part of that. It's glorious. Amen. It's going to be wonderful. And thank you. No ulterior motivation. The motivation is just to praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. We're going to have a glorious time. And thank God for it. Get here. In the name of Jesus, I command you to get here. Can you do that? Well, he said, ask. And he said, whatever you speak on this earth, what I know the word is loose, that's speaking. Whatever you speak on this earth, whatever you loose on this earth, it shall be loosed in heaven. I want heaven saying, we command you to get here in the name of Jesus. I'm saying it on this earth. We command you to get here. And heaven saying, we command you to get there. That you might receive an ultra awesome, bountiful, and miraculous blessing in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. All right, I want to get Dr. Stern talk about the convention just a few moments here, and then we'll get our praise reports. Now, you don't wait and ask for the praise reports to try to get them. You think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for you before we get to the praise reports. And be ready with your praise report. All right? Line is open to you. Are you there, Dr. Stern, this morning?
I'm here this morning. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Good morning to you, Lady Betty, Mother Atlee Johnson, the mother of the nation, my first fruit family on the line this morning. God bless you all with a good God bless you this morning.
Praise
it is my... Can you hear me, Dr. Johnson?
I can.
Can you hear me?
I can. I just want to say to Sister Gina, get ready about the hotel information. Thank you. Go ahead, Dr. Stern.
No problem, Dr. Johnson. I cannot say any more than what our leader and CEO has told us, Dr. Bernard Johnson, who is the leader and the CEO of this great, great billion of a praise convention that is looking at us in the face even as we speak. We are so excited about what God is about to do for us. Amen. In our convention this year, some of the steering committee has met together by phone and have shared information to make this a great event for us, something that you would never, ever forget. And we want you to get excited just as well as we are. And so we are encouraging, compelling, asking, amen, hoping that this is a part of your itinerary for June the 19th through the 22nd. We've been talking about it a little, but now we're blowing it up in the spirit. Amen. We're so excited every morning to be on the First Fruit Prayer Line and to share what the good Lord has done for us, but we can come together in the spirit and meet one another face to face. I'm excited about that. Amen. God will make a way. Amen. I can remember the first of the year that Dr. Johnson asked us to put down 10 things that you want God to do for you this year. Well, we in the fifth month, this is May, and next month will be the sixth month. And that was one of the things that I put on my prayer request, spiritual things, amen. I had nothing on there that was for natural or spiritual things that I wanted God to make a way for me to be able to come to our, not this is not Dr. Johnson by itself, it's our convention, our conference, and we just want to let you know that great things are coming our way. The planning committee has planned great things along with Dr. Johnson and Deaconess Gina Hodges. Amen. They live in that area, so they have the bulk of the work to do. And so we don't want to let them down. And most of all, we don't want to let God down. And we do understand if it's someone that definitely can't come, that's understandable. But if you are on this line and you know that you're not doing anything at that time, if you ask the Lord, He will make a way for you to come there. And you want to, even if you know Dr. Johnson, it's time to see him again. But a lot of us have not ever met Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Atlee Johnson. To be up under that great impartation upon the Mother Johnson is a encouragement all by itself. So I just want to let you know that, yes, we are planning a great event from sun up to sundown, and we are encouraged in the Lord. And it's not going to be what you think it is, the normal conventions where you're tired out and you're just going from class to class and you don't get a chance to breathe and you don't get a chance to relax. We have included a time where you will get a chance to relax and you will get a chance to do some things that you want to do. And the biggest event will be in the evening, in our evening service. And I tell you, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what God has in store for the saints of God that is making their way to travel to our convention that is coming forth. Amen. And it's time for you to do what you got to do. And I'm looking forward to seeing my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. That's all I'm going to share this morning. It will be more every day or every other day whenever Dr. Johnson says so. It's others that is on the committee that have the same enthusiasm. And I'm not the instructor Dr. Johnson is, but it will be nice to hear someone, you come on the line when you give your praise report and say, I'm preparing to come that way. It's just we need to know that you are just as excited as we are. So God bless you is my prayer. We're going to turn it over to Deaconess Gina Hodges to give us more instructions about how to get there and what to do. God bless you again.
God bless you, Dr. Stern, and you've said it all. Just to let you all know how to prepare to make sure you have a place to stay, we're staying at the Hilton Garden Inn. That's the host hotel for this year, which is attached to the Jack Gruden Center where the convention will be held. So you don't have to worry about rental cars and all that kind of stuff. You are right there where the event is taking place. We do have a room block under First Fruits. And you can make your reservation by dialing 913-342-7900. And just let them know you want to pick up one of the rooms under the First Fruit room block. They're doubles and they're kings. So be specific at what size room you're going to need. The cost of the room is $94 without breakfast. They've given us a special rate. If you include the breakfast, that means you get a free breakfast every morning. That will be $104. So we're asking you to please make sure you mention that you are with the First Fruit Convention. Our rooms are being held from the 19th through the 22nd, from Thursday and all the way through until Friday. So please get those reservations in there. Don't wait to the last minute. We need to pick them up immediately because there are other groups out there that want our room block. So we want to take all our rooms, try and your reservations in no later than June 1st. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. I